You got lucky. Justin clicked his tongue as he plucked the darts from the board. Please, beating you that many times by that many points wasn't luck. That was years of practice and... Aw, oh, come on, I beamed. Don't hate me because I'm better at darts than you. He huffed, but there was a playful sparkle in his eye as he put the darts on the table between our beer bottles. Another round? Of darts or beer? Yes. I considered it, then shrugged. Sure, why not? I think it's your turn to buy, anyway. He sighed dramatically, as if buying a round was the biggest imposition in the world. Go on, drama queen, I said with mock exasperation. You can handle it. Fine. He gathered our empty bottles, winked, and headed for the bar. I chuckled, and as he walked away, I glanced at my phone. 12:35. I did a double take. What the? That couldn't be right. I looked around and found an old neon Rainier beer clock above the bar, and the hands confirmed it. I followed Justin to the bar. Hey, did you notice what time it is? What time? He took out his phone, and when the screen lit up, his eyes widened. Oh my God, time got away from us, didn't it? Yeah, I guess it did. Well, do you still want to go over there? He gestured in the club's general direction. It's open for another hour and a half. Honestly, I shook my head. I think I'm ready to call it a night. I'm getting too old for... You're 4 months older than me, jackass. I picked up my beer. Why don't we finish these, maybe play another game, and then get out of here? Sounds good. He took a deep swallow from his own bottle. Let's roll. On the way out, 20 minutes later, I glanced at the club across the street. There was a line outside and the music thumped so hard I could feel it in my teeth. That was where we were supposed to be tonight, but we hadn't made it. Justin hadn't had a chance to work his magic at getting me laid. I wasn't disappointed, though. I'd enjoyed our evening together. I'd gone out intending to at least try to hook up with a woman I hadn't yet met. Instead, I'd spent an evening relaxing over some beers, darts, and pool with a friend who'd been out of my life for way too long. A friend who I'd stupidly cut out of my life, and who, by the grace of God, was somehow back in it. Before I could think twice, I said, Justin? He turned to me. I swallowed. I wanted to apologize again for ghosting you. The last 5 years were... Ty, sweetie. He faced me fully and touched my arm. You're back now, that's all I care about. But I fucked up. Cutting you out of my life was easily the biggest mistake I ever made. I just need you to know I'm sorry. He smiled, looking right in my eyes. I know, and I appreciate it. I'm just really glad you're back now. Yeah, me too. I don't think you'll ever understand how grateful I am. Anyway, next time we go out, we'll definitely get to the club. Justin nodded toward the club, then flashed me a devilish grin and winked in the low light. I will get you laid. That is a promise. Deal. Oh, hey, there's our Uber. We got in, and just before the driver turned the corner at the end of the block, I glanced back at the club once more. No, I hadn't gone anywhere near that place tonight. I hadn't danced, hadn't checked anyone out. I hadn't made eye contact with a woman, never mind made a connection. But as I continued down the road with Justin, I definitely wouldn't say the night had been wasted.